yeah. Turn in a function, so cut. It ain't a party if you sober. Look, got the Henny, got a white snow bunny. She been on me since I first showed up. Options so many, she said she'll let me in it if I really wanna take it that far. All she wanna do is party. She be running like she.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. I am your gracious host. This is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're back. We were on vacation for a few weeks, but we are back. We're here ready to chop up some good game with the family, and I'm so glad to have everybody tuning in, listening. Let me put on some Mackie music so we can chop up game with the family and see what's popping. Now, by the way, I have my lovely female co-host here, by the way. I have Miss Sarah.
Hey, y'all.
And we have the lovely Miss Chris. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm good.
Yes, indeed. Now, how was y'all's vacation?
Mine was pretty good. I cooked.
You cooked?
I did.
What'd you cook?
I cooked a lot of stuff. I cooked sweet potato pudding, some green.
Sweet potato pudding?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Really?
What's that? Hell no, I've never heard of no damn sweet potato pudding.
I mean, it's kind of like the same filling that's in the sweet potato pie.
Okay.
Just without the crust, that's all.
Oh, okay. So
it's just pudding.
I want to taste all that. I want to see what the fuck, what kind of shit is that?
Oh my God, Tariq.
That sounds like a prison's dish.
Shut up. No, you're not trying to hate.
I know. Now, Miss Chris, what did you do for Thanksgiving and all that stuff?
It was kind of a sad night. My family's back home, so I was just going to like lay in and just watch some movies. But my friend decided to come over and was like, oh, let's go to this like Thanksgiving thing. And I was like, all right, I guess. So it was called a Friendsgiving.
Oh, so Lord, some white folks, like, white folks, a.k.a. white folks. Okay, how was that? A Friendsgiving.
It was really good. It was like a little soup kitchen kind of deal. It was great.
A soup kitchen?
Everyone just had different dishes, and I'm like newly vegan, so like I just couldn't eat anything.
Oh, bread. Damn.
Come up.
You can have some boysenberry pie, Sarah. It's so good.
No.
Oh my God.
What did they have? What were some of the dishes?
They had the turkey, the ham. They had
we got turfing, dressing.
No, they had greens. They had beans. They had
beans. What kind of beans? Pork and beans?
Oh, yeah. Quiche and beans. They had quiche and beans.
Quiche, yeah, that was there.
I got quiche, greens, yams, squash,
no.
Tomatoes. You name it, dude. I got quiche, boysenberry, rhubarb, tomatoes.
I'm done.
It was
decent.
That was cool. That was cool in the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. So, you know, I chill. You know, I moved on. And, you know, I've been kicking it and all that good stuff with the family. So we're back. Glad to have everybody back. Glad to be tuning in. Let's get right on the phone. A lot of folks are already calling. Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, what's up, Ron? This is Mike from Texas.
Hey, Mike from Texas. How you doing, fam?
I'm pretty good. I'm all right, man. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. What's on your mind, Mike from Texas?
I just had a quick question. How do you know when it's time to call it quits with somebody? Because I'm at the point where I'm just getting tired of certain people, and I just want to get rid of them.
Now
you just to get them out of my life completely.
Are you just talking about niggas in general, or are you just talking about a particular lady?
No, niggas and lady. You know, I got this lady I'm fucking with. You know, she got a dude or whatever.
Oh,
but,
Lord.
You know, I know. I fucked up big time. I know. But you know, I gotta get my full shit.
Dude, y'all niggas be getting secondhand coochie, dude. What's up?
I mean, secondhand, but shit, it was there. She put it in my face. I ain't gonna be like,
oh my god.
Just because somebody throw it in your face, y'all gotta chill out on the secondhand coochie, man.
I know. I fucked up, Tariq. But just in general, though, I just wanna give. I want to stop doing that anyway. This getting to the point. Just stop.
Say, I'm not going to babysit and get secondhand coochie from the next dude, from the next dude's chick. That's all you're doing. Y'all got to stop being content
dudes
with that.
In general, too. Like, dudes, too. Like, I'm getting tired of hanging out with certain dudes. They, you know, cats out here, they still got this coon mindset, and I'm just not for that shit in 2017.
I feel. There's a lot of coons out here, man. A lot of coons are scared, man.
And they popping up by the dozens, and I just can't do it, man. Especially when we having these kids. You know, I take care of my kids by myself, and I don't want those kind of people around me when I'm taking care of them, you know.
Yeah, you say you're taking care of the kids by yourself. Where's your baby's mom?
Yeah. Well, me and her separated a long while ago, and she had a little issues with the government. CPS, you know, so.
Oh, okay. So what, the kids were taken away from her?
Yeah, and they ended up rewarding me with the children, so I've been taking care of them for about a year and a half now by myself.
Oh, okay. So she was a drug addict, because that's the only reason why they take kids.
You know what?
She was on some type of dope, because she fucked up. They took them out.
Yeah, brother, and the thing is, you messing with dope fiends, secondhand Gucci.
Why don't you do some soul searching and brother, raise
I'm
your
not
kids.
Fucking with no dope fiends, man.
You must be.
Some females.
Dude, your chick was a dope fiend. If they took the kids and your ass got them, that's a dope fiend chick, dude. You dealing with a drug dealer's secondhand coochie, another man's secondhand coochie.
You all over the place.
What's wrong with you? What's going on?
I guess I'm all fucked up.
Yeah.
But you got to change that. See, brothers got to get off this thing. Well, I'm just fucked up in the game, man. I'm fucked up. That's how I am, dog. Change your shit. How come you don't change, brother?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Now, what are you going to do?
Dating, though.
Nah, because I don't want you
to. You can't change and still be dating.
And I don't want you to feel like this is a reprimand and you'd be like, yeah, I'll take that. I mean, what are you going to do to step your game up so you can let that secondhand coochie go and start getting you some firsthand coach in your life?
Well, first, I got to take the step of getting rid of one thing and then doing the next thing. I mean, I don't socialize either, so that's another reason why I came across her and, you know, I've just dealt with that pretty much, you know.
So you just satisfied with whatever you got. That's basically the mentality you have.
Not really. That's the point. That's the reason why I was calling, because I knew you were going to get on my ass and make me get on the ball game, so I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah, man. Mm. But again, leave that secondhand coochie alone, brother. stop messing
that
with them.
First things first.
Thank you, brother. My God. This dude right
here. He all over the damn place.
Good Lord, man.
He all over.
Now, women, have y'all ever been secondhand coochie to a dude before? Chris, have you ever been secondhand coochie that you know of?
No.
You're like the side piece?
No.
Never. How do you know?
No,
how do you
know? I know the kind of dudes that I like. I'm with.
Yeah, I'm with Chris on that.
You ain't never been the side piece, Sarah?
Hell no.
How do you know? How do you know you ain't been that secondhand coochie?
Because the niggas I fuck with, they fuck with me. They rock hard with me too.
Yeah,
and I just know.
Sure.
Hell no. I ain't never been cheated on. Never been the side bitch. Hell no.
Mm.
I don't even attract.
What
like
if
that.
He was just a real thorough nigga?
Nah, he nigga ain't never that.
Because some of these
thorough.
Niggas be thorough. That you be in a relationship and he be having a whole family across
because
town.
Because I can tell how my dudes love me. They love me. My ex-boyfriend, he loved me. Mm-hmm. He genuinely loved me. And you know when you have genuine love.
How do you know?
For example, when I first found out that he was in love, like I was in the hospital one time, and the way he gave me this look when he saw me like strapped up to the machines and everything.
Damn.
He gave this look like he did not want to lose me. Like, I knew. Even my parents was like, did you see that look on his face? Like, you just know.
He was probably like, shit, I ain't put no insurance on my ass.
No. So Rick always got to go there.
I should have had an insurance policy on her ass.
I'm done.
That nigga was like,
leave
hold
it
on,
to Tariq.
I didn't sign nothing with her ass. I ain't going to get none of the property.
No shit. I had some insurance for him.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
Yes,
what?
I did have insurance. If something happened to me, I had an insurance policy for him,
Really? That was just your dude?
Yeah. We were together for a minute, Tariq.
I didn't know you can get
a
insurance
minute.
On Fuck Buddy. I mean, I didn't know if
you
Fuck
know,
Buddy.
I'm done.
They got Fuck Buddy insurance.
I'm done. I'm going to kill you.
When did they get
Your
Fuck
mom
Buddy?
Is calling.
That is funny. I didn't know they had Fuck Buddy insurance. I'm going to have to talk to my agent about that.
You know
that,
I'm done with that's, you.
Fellas.
No.
Y'all got to talk
no,
to your
do
agent.
Do not listen to Tariq, okay?
How are you? How are you, sir? We got a great policy here. We got life insurance. That will cover
do
your
not
relatives.
Listen
if you have
to
a fuck
Tariq.
Buddy and a side piece, we can get you a premium with a $500 deductible on each side piece. If you've been with your fuck buddy for 2 months or longer, we can get you some great, great rate entrance rates, so you don't have to pay too much, and you'll pay quarterly for each side bitch.
Really that?
No, listen, I got it through my job. It was like some dumb shit. It wasn't like a lot of money.
But like, what was the actual title? What was? How did you? It's like boyfriend, significant other, pal.
Yeah, it was like significant other, and I could choose anybody in the entire planet that I wanted to put down.
That's I did not know that. That's
yeah,
very interesting.
And it was like some bullshit insurance, Tariq. It ain't like he was gonna get like a bunch of money.
Okay,
I mean, I think I was bartending at that place, and they offered us benefits and stuff.
So and fellas out there, so fellas, cool listen,
fuck.
Fellas.
Like I just put that shit down.
Now all the players out there. I'm talking to my players.
I can't.
Get some insurance on your side pieces out there, fellas. I didn't know you can get your side piece insured, fellas.
Shut up.
Get it popping. Let's see who we got on
I'm
the phone.
I'm done with you,
Let's
Tariq.
See who we got. What's going on? Who's calling? And this nigga's calling from a plane.
Right.
This nigga's one of the Tuskegee Airmen. Where are you flying to, nigga? Where are you flying to?
The phone was acting up, man. My bad. What's up, Tariq? What's up, lady?
Hey, how are you?
Where you calling from, brother?
I'm good. I'm calling from South Carolina, man.
Hey, man, what's on your mind?
Hey, man. Okay, so I've been listening to Mac Lessons for years, right? I'm 23.
Yes, sir.
So I've been listening to it since I've been about 14.
Wow.
And I noticed how you always say men should never, like, place too much value on a woman.
Right.
You know, because you look subservient to your woman. Now, this whole Meek Mill situation, you know, everybody speculating, saying a lot of the beef is because of Nicki Minaj. I feel like Nicki Minaj is going to leave him because he put too much value on her. Like, he make it seem like she's a prize and she's a trophy. He should feel like, bitch, I'm the trophy. I'm the prize. You know what I'm saying?
And the thing is, what dudes should do, you don't put value on the person like that. You put value on the union. You understand that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the thing that's important. It's your chemistry as a group, as a couple. That's the thing that you're supposed to value. Dudes mess that up and just start valuing the coochie. Oh, look, I got this fine woman. She got titties and ass and she got status. And then that makes you look weak. But you value the status like Will and Jada. That's a status valuing relationship. People always say, I want a Will and Jada relationship because they're a power couple and they complement each other. So their relationship is a valued relationship. So guys got to understand the difference. So I agree with you in, to that respect, brother. And anyway, man, get off that damn plane and get off the freeway or wherever you are, brother. Thanks for the call.
Nice.
Man. Now, what's going on in the news, ladies? What is going on in social media, the news.
Chris,
what's show us what's going on, Chris. You're sitting there.
There's so many things I'm looking at. So I don't know if I want to talk about Kanye his, like, mental illness.
Now, what's going on with Kanye now? Did they let him out of the mental ward or something?
He was, but, like, he just keeps going back in. So this has been, like, a long-time thing where he's, like, constantly in and out and regulating his medicine type of deal.
Do you think that whole thing is the record label or his people saying, hey, Kanye, you've been saying some off the wall shit. Get your ass up in here. We're going to say you crazy as cat shit. Just get up in here for a few days and then chop it up to mental illness so that people ain't going to trip on you. You think that's...
See, I think so, but at the same time, I actually really think that something's wrong. You know, like, I think that's something to look at because I was reading this kind of fascinating article about psychological illness and narcissism and how, like, people have, like, the God complex of being a celebrity and you're just constantly watched and it's just paranoia. So I can see how that over time with stress and no sleep, he just needs it. He just needs to, like, chill out.
And, you know, a lot of that looks like it might be some damn cocaine. I ain't saying that the brother on the pipe. I'm not saying that. I hope he ain't. But sometimes a motherfucker's acting crazy. Sometimes that's the pipe.
Yeah.
Sometimes they didn't hit the pipe. They on that narcotic, and they start flipping out. That's why they say, "Well, this person is dehydrated." And they had to go to the hospital for dehydration.
Right.
Like I've been thirsty. I ain't never had to go to the damn hospital.
Yeah, so. And there were some complimenting articles about Kim Kardashian and how she was acting. Some were saying she's sad. Some saying her like she's trying to protect her brand. So. I don't know.
What the hell is going on in that damn Kardashian household?
They witches.
People say that. There's some kind of...
They are witches, for real.
Some type of damn seance, Armenian wicker.
Did you hear
religion.
About the Pizzagate thing? that was dealing with Kanye.
Really? Yeah. Was that a hoax or something? Because I've heard a lot of different things. I've heard it was a hoax. I heard a different thing.
Listen,
I
didn't see some of the people that they're talking about that are connected with the Rothschilds, and I know for a fact that they do crazy ass rituals with sacrificing young children. I've seen these people. I've seen them.
Well, I did a pay-per-view special years ago called Sex Magic, where it talks about all of these wealthy elitists and all these people. They do these rituals with kids. But a lot of times people will get real information and then they'll mix it up with bullshit. People like Alex Jones. And by the way,
I saw that.
Did y'all see the Alex Jones parody we did? Oinky Jones. Go to my Tariq Live page to see Oinky. Let me see if I can play a clip of Oinky Jones.
Yeah.
And he's one of those dudes
who does
that.
You about to have a whole animal farm going
on. Yeah, with the crispy skits and all that. But we got a puppet called Oinky Jones. You guys have to see. Let me play a little clip of Oinky Jones. And you guys can go to my YouTube page, which is Tariq Live. And it's the latest video that I put up. Hold on. I hate these commercials. Well, I won't say I hate it because I make money off of them. But this is a little clip of it. Hold on.
It's me, Oinky Jones. Welcome to Tinfoil Wars, folks. I got breaking exclusive news for you, folks.
You sound just like
now, the government is trying to shut down tomorrow, folks. There's a big government plan by the global elitist folks. All of them are in on it, folks. I'm talking about the Illuminati, folks. The Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, folks.
Okay, there you go. So that's Oinky. I did this last night, and my son, he was up.
That's what I thought.
He was laughing his fucking ass. He's like two. He ain't even 2 yet. He was he was dying laughing at this shit. He's one of those guys, you know, Bohemian Grove, the child molester, you know, they talk all that stupid shit and then they mix it up with reptilians and aliens and all that stuff. So
this was a place in D.C. to read. Yeah. Comet Pig, I believe its name is.
And didn't somebody show up with a gun or something?
Yes, that was either yesterday, I believe. A white guy came in there with an AK and was like, I'm coming to protect the children. Mm. I'm going to kill up some people.
But then they found out it was a hoax. That's the thing.
They said that they saying that it's a hoax, but
I think they're trying to play it off. I'm trying to figure out
this woman's name.
And it was a hoax.
But
she hangs out
with Kim Kardashian.
Right. And it got started through a website called 4chan. It's like known trolls, a lot of racist trolls there. And they were trolling me heavy when I was on Fox. All those racist trolls.
I was so scared for you.
Oh, well, I'm so not scared of them damn trolls.
The death threats, though, I was kind of like, oh, my God, it's
the racist
serious.
Trolls and their coons, because they were mad because I got on Fox News.
Yo, you shut it down.
Yes, I did. And I started talking about white supremacy.
Yo, you shut it
That's
down.
That's what you, they, their job at Fox is to never talk about white supremacy at all costs. You never talk about it.
Do that.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I made this motherfucker deny. He couldn't even deny it. I brought up white supremacy and he had to change the subject.
They cut you off real quick.
Yes, they did. That was another interview I did with another guy named Michael Gallagher. And he's a real hardcore conservative. He's one of these Trump people. I think he works with Trump.
Mm.
And I shut his ass down. I start bringing up constitutional statutes and all that. They shut your ass off.
Is that the one where you were like, I'm white and I say
so.
He was like, I'm white and I say
so. He got so mad because that's exactly what he was doing. He was talking about Eric Garner getting, Eric Garner. Yeah, he didn't die because of he got choked.
Because he was overweight.
Yeah, he was overweight. I'm like, are you serious? So I'm like, that's just I'm white and I say so. What? So,
yo, they said they'll make up anything. Literally, they said his weight is what caused it. Come on.
That's basically the definition of I'm white and I say so. I'm literally, if you're white, you can make up anything. Black folks can't say no shit like that and kill somebody.
Hell no.
What's going on? Who's calling?
What's up, Tyree? What's up? This is Mark.
Mark, where you calling from, player?
Canton, Ohio.
Canton, Ohio, man. What's up? Canton is out there by Youngstown, right?
Yeah, about an hour away.
Okay.
Where the Football Hall of Fame is at.
Oh, no doubt. So what's on your mind, brother?
Hey, man, I'm just calling. It said to call in, listen live. I'm just calling to congratulate you. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
But you love you ladies. You know what I'm saying? What y'all doing.
Niggas campaign.
Right. You know?
Brothers campaign. Thank you. Thank you for the call, brother. He didn't want nothing. He just wanted the ladies to shout him out. What was his name again?
I don't know.
Marcus.
Mark. Yeah. Say something sexy to Mark because he wanted make him feel good. But Sarah, say something sexy to him.
Hey, Mark. How are you? How's your day going, Daddy?
Don't make that nigga pull over and whoop his dingling out.
Oh, my God, no. Don't do that.
Chris,
you're
say
driving.
Chris, say something sexy to Mark, please.
Hi, Mark. It's so good to Tariq is thank you for calling in. It's so nice to hear
Why
your
Chris
voice?
Sound like one of them white spearmint rhino strippers?
Wait, from Kent, Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris sound like them white strippers that be at the strip club.
I'm done.
Hey, yeah. My tips are $10.
Oh, no.
He's a maniac.
We went to the strip club.
Who?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we
Y'all
went to the strip
yes,
club.
Yes, we
oh,
did.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
How the fuck didn't y'all say that at the beginning of the show?
I'm sorry. We forgot.
What strip club did y'all go to?
We went to Jumbo's. Jumbo's Clown Room.
Where in the hell is that?
Yo, Tariq, you gotta go. Yes. It's so much fun. Seriously.
I came in the first. I didn't even know what to expect.
It's
There's
a burlesque
girl's
show.
Cheeks, like, right in my face. I
oh,
saw
damn.
It. I was like, oh,
it's a burlesque
okay.
show. They don't okay. get... They don't get naked. They just, they're scantily clad. So they're in sexy lingerie. And it's very burlesque style. You got to go. It's an experience for real. The guy said he had it. He's the son, right? And
that's right,
it's
yes,
been in business for, 45 years, he said?
Yes. Damn, that's an old ass strip club.
Yeah, it's very small.
It's not a strip club.
Oh, it's a burlesque?
It's like,
I think it's, I don't a, know it's a strip
it's
club
not.
To me.
What were the women looking like?
It's all tight. It's mostly white, and they're
yeah.
not. They're
there was
not,
two black girls.
I just said mostly
which is
white.
A lot.
I just said mostly white though. No.
And how did they look?
They were okay. They weren't something that you would find at what is it in Atlanta? You went. These ain't the same girls. These are like everyday girls at the grocery store, child.
Oh damn.
Yeah, these ain't. It wasn't that. They're fake. I'm just saying.
Did they get naked? Or did they like?
No. Sorry. When I first got in there, it was a girl. She was like rock song. So she had spikes on her heels.
Yeah,
she climbed up the pole, knacking her like heels up the pole, wearing dark lipstick, black hair.
So they get in these characters, Tariq. And
what the fuck were y'all at?
I can't. You gotta go. It's right here.
So did
there was twerking. There was
no lap dances or nothing.
No lap dances. And the minimum is
two drinks
or you gotta leave. It's so small.
But you tip to throw in dollar bills
yeah,
at these
girls.
Yeah,
but they said if you don't tip, you gotta either buy a drink or you gotta leave. You know I'm done. I'm so, this is the music they play.
Was it this music?
Yeah.
Yeah, or like fat bottom girls.
They're not something that you would be fantasizing about. Not like they're not ugly, but they're not like.
I don't know. My guy friend.
Let me show you some pictures. Real quick.
Everybody in the strip club was fascinated. Like all eyes were on front. Like
it's mostly redneck like white dudes that be in there. Can you catch my drift?
Yeah.
It's mostly rednecks.
Yeah. Fucking A. Shake those big tits, girl.
No, I'm done with you. No, like they had
You're
some hippie girl.
You're a fucking maniac.
They had some girl that looked like a hippie. She had hair all the way down to her ankles.
The word?
Yeah, and she did like this hippie song, and then they be doing tricks though.
There was an Asian girl there too, remember?
Yeah.
And
she's
like,
flexible as
she,
hell.
She like, went to work next door at the set. It was so funny. I was like, what?
What the
hell? Okay.
Shit like that.
Look,
I would have to wear a
It's something like that.
Hold on, let me look
at this. It's not.
Oh, this looked like a damn drag queen show.
No,
or something.
They're not dressed like that, though.
Okay, what
That's
the hell?
That's just a picture on the internet, but it's not.
Okay.
I'm done. I can't explain. I can't.
Good Lord.
I can't. You got to go to experience it.
So y'all enjoyed it?
Yes.
No.
We had a great time.
You didn't enjoy it?
No.
Why?
Because you are such a liar.
The only part I did not like was the fact that like when they had to finish the show, they were like picking up their money, but they were like on the ground. It was so degrading for them to push their money up.
How's they gonna get the money up the ground?
I thought that was degrading to
really?
Watch them like get on the ground.
And get their money?
Tariq, this is the first time I'm hearing
no,
of this.
Like, scrambling for it though. It
no,
was
they
weird.
Weren't.
They were scrambling
they
for their
not.
Money. It was
they didn't want the next chick to get their tips.
No, they weren't, Tariq. They just had to go around the room and pick up their money, but it wasn't how she's
That's trying. Funny. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's
Girl,
calling?
You be lying.
Hey, who's on the phone? Hey.
Hey, this is Frank from Houston.
I'm trying to find
What's your name, brother?
Frank.
Frank?
Yeah.
Where you calling from, Mr. Frank?
from Houston.
All right, what's on your mind, Frank?
Hey, so I have a question.
Go ahead, sir.
So I was watching the show Atlanta.
Yes.
And there's a scene where the main character goes on a date to a restaurant, and this girl is, like, buying expensive stuff off the menu.
I've seen it.
So my question is, like, is it a problem if you go on a date, but you want your lady to, like, not look at the steak and the lobsters and kind of just get something a little simple?
Now, this depends on, I remember that show. I'm trying to remember that particular scene. You remember that scene, Chris? Was that the date with his
Sarah.
Girlfriend? Oh, Sarah.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I get y'all mixed up.
Yes.
Their names. Sarah.
Yes.
So was that, he was with his girlfriend,
he
right?
He got a baby with her.
Okay.
They live together, and they've been together forever.
Right. And they went on a date, and he didn't have enough money or something like that.
He lied, basically. Well, he didn't lie, but he was trying to act like he really had some money, and he didn't. But he just wanted to take her somewhere nice.
Right. What happened with that? What happened on that date?
Nothing. She just was ordering shit off the menu. I think it was her birthday, wasn't it?
So, bro,
no,
okay. Wanted to treat her something special. So, are you in a situation like that, brother? Are you are thinking about going on a date with a young lady and you're trying to figure out if you're going to take her somewhere special or what's the deal?
No, it's just, you know, with my lady, it'll be sometimes where I want to take her somewhere nice, but my money wasn't right. So, I was like, I don't want to try to splurge and end up overdrafting my account. So,
right. Now, this is your lady?
Yeah.
How long y'all been together?
2 years.
Okay, well, she should understand the game. She should know what your situation is financially, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, and I understand you want to do some real fly shit for her, but you ain't gotta impress her as far as splurging with your little money. If you ain't got it like that, you can do something else that she can appreciate, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. And just trying to find a balance.
Right.
Sure that was the right move to do.
I told you about how my parents go on the cutest dates ever.
What do they do?
They spend little to no money. I told you my dad takes my mom fishing all the time.
Aww.
And they love it. My mom loves it.
You think your lady will like you going fishing with her ass?
Oh, my God.
Say, look, I'm going to Red Lobster. No, a real fucking Red Lobster. We're going to catch one. So do something cute with your lady, man. Do something cute. You don't have to splurge. Just do something real cutesy. When was the last time y'all went out on a date, you and your lady?
Last time we went to Chili's.
Hey.
I feel like that's...
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with Chili's. Now, y'all, you guys been together for 2 years. Y'all don't have no kids or nothing, do you?
No.
Oh, okay. Cool. Where's your lady now?
She's at work.
Okay, she might be with the next nigga.
Okay, no, Tariq. No. You love that.
I shouldn't put that in his brain.
No, you shouldn't.
She's probably something with the next nigga. This cheap motherfucker took me to Chili's. Motherfucker got me some Southwestern egg rolls. I ain't no Southwest egg roll ass bitch. I'm a filet mignon ass. So hopefully she ain't talking shit about your ass.
Oh,
but no, work that out, man. Y'all do something real cute and fun together.
Yeah.
And it's something that don't cost a lot of money. Thanks for the call, fam.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
That show, Atlanta, is a very good show. Speaking of that show, very good show. I can't wait till the next season if they're going to have it. One of the best episodes they had, did you see the one where they had this bougie boule? It was this party.
Yeah.
They had this bougie boule ass folks there. And this chick, she was a bedwench.
Yep.
She was married to this white dude who was trying to be down and hip. That was the great, whoever wrote that, excellent writing on that show. Also, you ever watched the show Insecure?
That is my favorite show now.
I love that show.
Did you? I want to know your opinion on the ending.
Oh.
How the whole thing went.
I didn't finish.
Uh-oh, we're going to get some spoilers.
Spoilers,
Chris.
Go ahead.
Come on. Yeah. I got to hear your opinion, though, because I really wanted to ask you your opinion.
Okay, go ahead.
What is your opinion on, because a lot of my Facebook friends were saying that they thought he was still being disrespectful by fucking the other girl.
Oh, Lord, no.
In the house.
No, that wasn't their house.
A lot of people was confused about that.
Right.
They were like, was he in the house or was he at her house?
He was at the girl's house. He wasn't at Issa's house.
So a lot of my friends were just saying that, you know, just because she did it don't mean you can go do that. But
oh, yeah.
I was saying that you can't.
You can't dictate the rules of the game.
Yeah, because you was fucking with the ex for a minute. And even being close friends like that is kind of inappropriate.
Exactly.
You know, he's showing up at your job. Like, he doing a little extra. Exactly. You got, she should have nipped that in the bud there. And see, girls like to be, you know, yeah, and it's like not funny for
real. Playing coy with dudes. Yeah. But yeah, right. that's how dudes are. Ladies, I'm telling you, ladies, if you go out there and fuck another dude, that's a get into some pussy free card for a man.
See, and they were also saying, like, so is it not okay for a woman to cheat on a man and he doesn't forgive her versus the other way around? Lots of women forgive their men for cheating all the time. It's kind of like the status quo.
Well, you know, it's like, different with women, and people say it's a double standard.
That's
what
I say, too.
But when a woman is fucking around with some other dude, you don't know what this nigga's going to do. This nigga's showing up. He's going to get aggressive with her, just like
and
in the show.
Yeah.
He was. He got aggressive
with
her.
Crazy.
He was getting nutty. Exactly. Yeah. You don't know what these niggas are capable of. Women, you can kind of control them to a certain degree. They'll key up your car or whatever, but you don't know what these niggas would do out here. Mm-hmm. But on that show, Insecure, when that dude got with that bank, he was beating the brakes off that pussy. I'm like, nigga.
I can't.
And she was throwing it back too. I knew he was going to smash.
Yo, when she came in the damn store with her titties out.
Oh yeah,
she wanted that.
She was campaigning.
She was already.
Oh
yeah,
she was campaigning.
You want to go next door and get some margaritas with her titties out?
Oh yeah, yeah. Women be campaigning.
Girl, bye.
And she was right there. She was throwing it back.
You know, he was like, I got a girl. She was like, and basically.
Oh, and women don't give a fuck.
She ain't give a damn. She was like, I'm still gonna be next door.
Yeah. But man, was she throwing that shit back? He was giving her some revenge hurt dick. He was throwing
it.
Yeah,
he was. I feel like Issa was dead fucking wrong. She should have held his ass down because he was really doing what he was supposed to do.
Exactly.
He was just down on his luck because he wants to be an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
And that's hard when you ain't got no money.
Exactly.
But he got the smarts. You should have believed in him, girl, and just kept the faith.
Y'all better stay loyal to some of these dudes.
I'm trying
to
tell you,
ladies,
the nerves is where they at.
Ladies, especially dudes got them, you know, got a lot of potential for real, for real.
Yeah.
Because you get one of these banker chicks show up on his ass campaign. You saw how she was throwing it back. You saw the arch in that woman's back.
I'm done.
Brothers are powerless against that booty arch, goddammit. She was throwing it back heavy. Somebody said, people in the chat room said people are mad because she looks better than Issa. That's messed up.
I think Issa cute.
Issa's cute.
Issa. I like when she had the cornrows.
Yeah.
That was really cute.
Yeah. But I love that show, man. I love the writing on that show.
Yeah, that show's so
good.
Good
show, man.
So good.
Let me see who else we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up? It's actually Carrie. I called in a few weeks ago, or maybe 1 week ago.
Okay.
Regarding the alt-right. Remember me, Carrie?
I don't remember you, Carrie, but go ahead and refresh me. What's going on?
Okay. I just wanted to give you a super power shout-out because you are doing major work right now. Like, you are seriously waking people up to what is going on right now in the United States.
Yes,
with regard to, yes, you are. With regard to race relations, these freaking people out here, the white people that are really pushing for this white supremacist agenda, they are scared because of what you are doing.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you, ma'am. Thank you.
And let me tell you something else. You're really doing a lot of work, but I want you to not disclose your location.
Yeah.
I want to keep you safe.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I want you to be safe.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you're doing good work, and so don't disclose your location.
Okay. Thank you so much, kid. Thank you so much, sister. Okay, all right, Carrie was kind of going on. That's kind of weird. Was she a white lady?
She sounded white. Sounded like the chick from Orange is the New Black.
Oh,
the yoga chick.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, yoga.
Wow.
She sounded just like
her. All right, Miss Carrie.
That was sweet.
That was sweet of her.
That was really nice.
That was sweet of her. Aww, shout out to Miss Carrie.
Tariq getting some love.
Yeah, shout out to that. I respect that.
From white folks?
Yeah, the white folks love me. The white supremacists hate me. The white people love me. They're like, I fucking love you, Tariq. I want to hear some more of your Mac lessons, dude. They love
I'm
you.
Done.
Fucking Black Lives Matter, Tariq, dude.
So
I haven't watched Hidden Colors yet, bro, but I like you. Someone, they can't bring themselves to watch Hidden Colors. That's too hurtful for them. I remember we did a screening of Hidden Colors in, I think, Buffalo somewhere. There was a couple of white people in the audience, and they looked so hurt. I don't know why y'all looking hurt. Like, they were looking like their world was crushed. Because seeing all this black history, I'm like, why would you act like that?
Because they know.
Yeah, and it was like Hidden Colors 2 or something like that. So it wasn't like we're beating up on white people.
They realize our greatness, and they know that their whole lives has been a lie, basically. They're not that as great as they thought they were.
But my white brethren, I mean, don't look sad after you see the movies. Like, you know, just because of black history and historic black greatness, that shouldn't be something to be sad and bent out of shape about. Sarah, what else is going on in the news, by the way? What else is
going on? So I got to shout this out.
Yes.
Everyone knows I'm a huge J. Cole fan. Like,
J. Cole is the homie.
I'm stalking December 9th. Okay?
Oh, wow. Wow.
He's dropping some new shit, and I'm pressed.
Yes.
So everybody's buzzing about False Prophets, his new song he released.
Who was he dissing?
Nobody knows. He kind of sounded like he's talking about Jay, kind of sounded like he's talking about Kanye, too. Some people say it's Kanye, but I'm not sure. He's dissing a lot of people, though.
Yeah.
He came out like, J. Cole, I can't wait.
Yeah, he's thorough. Jay is thorough.
Yes, he is. J. Cole is the best.
Now, what else is going on in the news? Chris.
Yes. So I just want to say that Beyonce is the most nominated artist ever.
Oh, damn.
I just want to put that out there for
Beyonce
Grammys.
Is the shit. Beyonce is like,
yeah, she is.
She's on like a goddess status as far as I'm concerned. And people goddess? Like me, goddess, like a musical goddess, like icon.
Yeah,
people like her come along like every 10 years.
You sound like my dad. Yeah, really? That's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, because.
Like, how do you know that?
Yeah, like, you know, you have one decade that's Diana Ross. Then you have one decade Whitney Houston, then one decade Mariah Carey, and then you got her ass. Beyonce is just all that all wrapped up in one.
She almost like Michael Jackson status.
See, with Beyonce, she has everything, and I sound like one of them moist beehive niggas.
You with the beehive?
Yeah, like, girl, but I like Beyonce because number she's a very good looking chick. Even if she couldn't sing or dance, she's fine in the motherfucker. That's one. She can sing her ass off, so even if she didn't look good and can dance, she could still hold her own with the singing. Yeah. And she can dance like a motherfucker. She can dance. She's real good at that. So she got all three of those things popping. And most artists don't have that. Mariah Carey has the voice. Some people, the looks. Some people say, look. Why are you looking? She has a moment. What do you think? What do you think about Mariah Carey's looks?
Are we talking about Mariah Carey back in 1998? Are we talking about Mariah Carey like Five Donuts Away in 2016? Which one are we talking about here? We talking about when her dress popped on stage, Mariah Carey?
Oh, no, she's crazy as cat shit.
No, we talking about when she was too fat for the dress, it popped open. We talking about that Mariah, or we talking about Butterfly album?
So you saying the cocoon is not as popping as the Butterfly?
I'm just saying.
But, you know, Mariah, she's not a dancer.
No.
And just like Whitney was very lovely. Whitney could sing, but Whitney wasn't
Whitney
really
had that craziness that people liked, and she could sing. She was crazy as cat shit.
Yes, indeed. But it's very rare to have it all wrapped up in one. That's very, very rare. So that's why Beyonce is the shit, man.
And also Chance the Rapper, and he made history for 7 Grammy nominations for,
So
that's
a black rapper.
A rapper. No rapper has gotten a
7
black
Grammys,
rapper.
Yep.
Wow, and he's on an independent label, by the way, right?
I don't know anything about Chance the Rapper. That's funny. Everyone's talking about him, but I've never heard one song.
He gets it in. Yeah, his shit is real popular.
Tight. I need to look up one song at least.
Yeah, he got that song. You don't got no problem with no problem with me.
I like that song.
Yeah, he got a few joints out there. And who else is nominated this year for the Grammys? I know they announced it this morning, right?
Did they? I didn't read it.
You should know, Chris.
The only ones I was looking at was the Beyonce and the Chance the Rapper, but.
Okay. Now, what else is going on, Sarah? Since you're looking at your goddamn phone.
Oh my goodness.
Sarah be low key filming shit. That's why
I do not.
You do. Sarah be sneak filming.
I don't low key anything.
That's why I ain't gonna have Sarah in my house. Sarah be filming shit and sending the shit to TMZ.
Oh no, I don't. I can't.
I'm in the bedroom.
Shut up.
I'm not a bent woman. Here's a safe.
Tariq, I can't stand you.
I see your bra. I see your drawers. I see socks.
Oh, no.
I think there's a safe. She's going to be in my house like Joanne the Scammer. Get out of my Caucasian house.
Tariq. No, Tariq doesn't like the fact that some people like to see, like, behind the scenes. Like, you know, we're doing the radio show. People would like to see that.
Well, that's why some days we have the visuals. Some days we have the camera guy come in here.
That's because Tariq doesn't know how to use Snapchat. So that's why if you knew how, then you would understand all the filming.
Yeah, Snapchat just seems boring. You film and it disappears after a week or so.
It's not
shit.
Boring.
What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq?
What's up? What's your name, brother?
My name is August, man. I'm in Columbia, South Carolina right now.
August, and what part of South Carolina are you in?
Columbia.
Columbia. What's on your mind, August?
Hey, man, I had a situation. I didn't really know how to handle it. Nobody talked to me.
Okay.
So, make a long story short, man, I went out with two chicks the other night. And, you know, when you go out, you get all this attention from all these thirsty dudes. But I didn't want to really play the role like I was, like, you know, some big pimp or something. I didn't know how to handle it. So, I'm trying to figure out how you maintain that type of relationship. And I was also trying to find, like, a common theme that can keep all of us bonded together. Because I don't think happiness is enough.
Okay, now let's go back some. Now, you went out with two chicks. Now, where did you meet these women from, and how did you know them?
Well, one of them is my old lady. One of them is my girl. And the other girl is a chick that worked with my girl. She tried to holler at my old lady, and I kind of put her up on game to kind of get her to the house.
Okay, hold on. Let's slow up. There's too many. You threw in three women here now. Now you went from two to three.
Okay.
So let's back up. Let's back up. Let's back up. So I just want clarity. So one lady you went out with, that's your main lady. That's your girl.
Right.
The second female is who?
The second female is her coworker. She tried to holler at my girl, and I put my girl up on game, and she brought her back to the house.
Oh, okay. So she brought her back to the house. So did y'all mess around with this second chick?
Yeah, we did that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then y'all just kind of went out and kicked it on some basically swing shit almost, right?
Right, and I'm trying to figure out how to maintain it. Like, I feel like we need a common theme, something we all can be working toward.
Like what?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out, because right now all I'm feeding them is, hey, you know, we can all be happy. But I feel like that's going to run out here in a little while.
Well, the thing is, I mean, what else are you going to get out of the situation? Sound like you're trying to squeeze some money, and, you know, you're feeling real pimpish, and you're trying to figure out how can you get some capital out the game. But you've already...
Well, you know, right. Well, you know, we all got bills, so I'm like, hey, you're going to be chilling around. Obviously, I'm going to be thinking, you know, how can you contribute? Because the sex is just sex.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Y'all started off with a sexual relationship. And understand, any relationship, you start how you end, and you end how you start. And if you guys started on some licking and eating, you know, that's how the maintenance of the relationship is going to be. So if you wanted it to be on something else, you needed it to start off with something else first, and then the licking and the eating and the sucking and the scatting, that shit comes later. But right now, you've established that you guys are basically swingers at this point. And it's hard to un-reestablish something once it's been established. You understand that?
Right.
So basically, you're just somebody that you and your wife can lick on and play on, and your wife can, you know, get her titties fondled and clit licked by this chick every blue moon, and that's what it is.
So you saying it ain't no possibility I could switch the game up and make it different?
Nah, because y'all have already started on some sucker shit. I won't say sucker shit, but just on some swinging shit, by the way.
Yeah, I feel you.
So have you and your lady done the swinging thing before?
Nah, this actually the first time. I mean, we've been together for like a year now. We always talked about it, but we just kind of waiting on the situation to happen.
Yeah, and your lady, she's been with girls before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was your lady who had her a little hankering for some cooch, and she was like, well, you know, let me bring another chick in and make it interesting. And that's what it is. So your lady's like one of those low-key bisexual chicks, and every blue moon she wants to get licked on and ate on and just go back to regular life. That's basically right. What it is, right?
Right.
All right, and you gotta
I'm trying to make it more than that, though. I'm trying to make it beneficial.
I understand that, but you got to understand what kind of lady you got. Is she a lady who's trying to really get some paper or do something beneficial, or is she just trying to get her little extra jollies on because she's getting a hankering for a little licking from a woman?
I'm sure she got the hankering, but also, you know, she real cooperative. So if I can present it correctly, then we can make it happen. Thing is, I just don't have, I guess, the knowledge to kind of take it to that next level.
And how old are these women, by the way? How old is your lady?
27, and the other chick's 24.
All right, these black women, Mexican, Asian, what do they look like?
My lady is Filipino and black, and the other chick is black.
Oh, okay. I would have to see what they look like. You know what I'm saying? I want to make it beneficial. You know, and these motherfuckers look like some sumo wrestlers and shit. Done. I'm like, there's nothing you can do.
That ain't what it is. Because like I say, another part of it is when we go out, I be trying to figure out how to keep the attention off us. Because, you know, in Colombia, man, it's like a whole bunch of thirst. So when we go out, it's like everybody like, yo, what's up, bro? I see you, bro. And I be like, yo, chill on that, bro.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man. It just, you got to talk with your lady and your female friend and see what's going on and see what y'all trying to do. If you're trying to get into some polygamy and all that old stuff, you know, then you gotta know how to give somebody some instructions. You dig? And see what's going on with the other chick's life. Does she have a dude? What she got going on? So it can't be all these. It can't be. She got a dude?
Nah, she don't. She live with people.
Okay, so it can't be all these loose ends. So it's a whole thing, mother. But. Study the women and see what's going on with them, man. Thanks for the call. Ladies, Chris.
Stop. You know I'm about to talk about
what this guy. Now, Chris has, have you ever been in a threesome?
Not a threesome, but I've been with someone who it was into open relationships, like polyamorous.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
you and a couple other chicks that he's with, right?
Yeah, I never liked it. I'm not into that. I'm hogginess. So
you're hogginess?
Monogamous.
Monogamous. You got me saying fucked up words. You said mahogany. I'm like, what are you fucking
like,
a pig?
My words. What's happening?
You having a threesome with a fucking pig? She said a mahogamous. I'm like,
well, you know.
So
okay, sorry.
So you ain't never swung none of that stuff.
Uh-uh.
I know Sarah.
What?
You too square to have swung. You seem like you'll be scared of somebody licking you. Have you? No, you might have. Hell, because you probably, I know your mom is listening and all that.
I'm done.
Have you ever experimented with a woman?
Mm-mm. I've kissed girls in college.
No.
Okay.
You made out, you know.
Oh, you know you did more than that. When they say I kissed and made out, Chris, you.
Because guys like that a lot in college. Like, they were just like, yeah, can you guys kiss? We want to see you kiss.
I don't think I would throw up, honestly. Like,
really?
If you kiss a girl?
Yeah.
Is it?
No,
I'm just saying.
Just,
I would throw
it's
up. I'm just being honest.
So, Chris,
it's hot.
That's all y'all. That's all y'all did was kiss.
Yeah.
No,
I get it. I can watch that stuff on TV, but me personally, I don't think I can imagine tonguing a woman. That's just not me. You know what's
hot?
You got some of that.
It's hot. I get it. I get what you're saying. Yes, it's hot. I get it. And. But
so you ain't never come close, Sarah, to like you and your homegirl chilling and, you know, women be kind of hinting. Girl, what kind of panties you got on?
Fuck no.
I need to get me some new panties. Let me see your pad.
I'm a whole different. I don't know what you think.
I'm just saying. I know how women get. Y'all sitting around talking.
No, because my friends ain't never mentioned how my damn underwear look and none of that stuff.
There ain't been nowhere you walk around in the drawers and your friend.
I've even helped my friends get dressed and they're butt naked and I don't look at them like, damn, girl, let me get some of that. That's never crossed my damn mind, ever. Okay, it's more like, let me help you get this damn dress on.
If she was fine enough, you'd be like, hold on, let me experiment with this pussy. You don't think so?
I'm like picturing myself vomiting right now.
Hilarious.
Okay. Yes. I would not eat a cooch, and I don't want no woman eat my cooch either.
Mm.
That doesn't arouse me. I'm sorry.
Now, let's go back to the show, on the show Insecure. Insecure. Remember the scene where the dude said that he had a dude go down on him one time?
I was like, I'm with Molly the way. I would have been like, nigga, raise up out my house. Done. Leave your plate.
So, family in the chat room. So, if a dude, now women, because women experiment with each other. So, women can lick, and you're like, oh, okay, she got licked in college. Right. Whatever. So, in the chat room, women, men, if a dude lets another dude go down on him just once and say, you know, I ain't gay, it's just some shit that happened. Ladies, could you excuse that? Could you say, all right, it was something in the past? Chris, could you excuse that?
So it's so interesting. Like, my roommate in college, her boyfriend did that to another my roommate's boyfriend did that to another guy.
Damn.
But it wasn't like, it was like a high school type of thing. But when he told me that, I was like, no, that's like,
I'm about to have a panic attack over here.
Right, that's the first time I ever experienced that. So I was like, maybe that's,
right? With women, it's so different. If a dude does anything to you that causes you to have a damn orgasm, that's gay. You can't rub it off, wipe it off, pray it off. Nigga, you done made a decision. I'm not knocking your lifestyle, dudes. Ladies, I'm telling you, ladies, you know these dudes out here. If you had a dude who did some experimenting back in the day, and he said it was only one time and it didn't mean anything, shit.
How did you get hard for another man?
That's what I'm saying.
If you a man, you 100% straight.
Exactly.
How did you even let a man's head even fumble down there?
Exactly. How would that even happen?
Like, tell me how that happened, please.
Yeah, that's why I don't believe in a bisexual dude. You're gay, dude.
You let another dude.
I'm not knocking you, dude, if you're gay.
It's penetration that people are uncomfortable with. Because women don't penetrate each other. We foreplay.
Right. Guys, it's like external rubbing and all that stuff.
It has nothing to do with, oh, he's just a man. No, it's the penetration that bothers people. And we just get like, ugh.
Yeah.
Disgusted.
But with dudes, even if there's no penetration, if there's like any, if you ejaculate around, if a man assists you with ejaculation in any kind of way, even if a nigga's talking to you, and you gay.
What's that movie where they went to Vegas and they lost their friend?
Come on, Hangover, right?
Hangover 2.
Yeah.
He had sex with that he/she man in Thailand.
Oh, hilarious.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
In part 2? I'm like, how can anyone do that?
Hilarious.
I can't get that drunk. I've never been that drunk.
Exactly.
Where I would have sex with a damn woman.
That's so interesting.
Exactly. And they're all over Thailand. Me and my wife, we went to Thailand, and they are all over.
Where the lady boys?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, they all over that motherfucker. And they mix in with the ladies, so you don't know
because
what's
Asian
what.
Asian people kind of got the same stature.
They're kind of dainty anyway.
Yeah.
So you don't know who you talking to. You in Thailand, you walking down the street like, excuse me, man, where's the bus? So I'm over there. And I'm like, whoa, shit. This nigga got a damn Adam's apple. Shit.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
Why I didn't want to go to no massage places over there. I didn't know what was going to be massaging me.
I'm like,
hold on. I feel three hands. What the hell?
Stop.
Where's that other hand coming from, motherfucker? Hey, who else is back there? Oh, that's a dick.
Oh.
Let me get the hell out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
So you got to be very careful out there.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was Molly. I wouldn't have even listened to my friends talking about, society puts these things on black men, how they can't be fluid with their sexuality. I'm like, because we're not down with that.
Exactly.
That's why. Ain't nobody stopping black men. They're just not down with that.
And also, if he messed with another dude in the past, who's to say he's not going to get another hankering of that shit?
What if your husband cheated on you with a man?
Yeah, that was that whole down low shit. You know?
I think that's a myth. Honestly.
It is a myth.
I think that's a myth.
Yeah, it's some new shit they tried to put on black folks.
Yeah.
They tried to make it seem like it's a new phenomenon because they never call white people down low, ever. Mm-hmm. They never refer to them as that. So that was very interesting. What else is going on in the news before we roll out, ladies?
So you got Matt Barnes, who's wanted by the NYPD for choking up a female at the club.
Who was the female? What was the deal?
She was some girl at the club.
Did she say something slick to him? What happened? I heard about that, but what happened?
If I'm not mistaken, like she wanted to take a picture and he said no and she wouldn't stop and he choked her up and then the friends was like dabbing him up like, yeah, you handled that. That's what they're saying.
Now that's kind of hard.
That's
to believe.
What I said. I said this don't even sound real.
I don't
real.
Think that don't sound.
But
real.
They got a warrant out for his arrest. That's real.
Yeah, because that don't sound real. He would do that.
Why would he choke up another
You
female?
Choke up somebody because, you know, in this day and age, it's so easy for us to get sued.
And basketball players?
Oh, big time, especially basketball players that has had run-ins with violence before. You know, he had that whole thing with Derek Fisher and his wife.
Oh, that
yeah,
was pretty bad.
That was crazy.
That was so bad.
And shout out to Derek Fisher getting that secondhand cooch.
Stop.
Told y'all, man, y'all mess with secondhand cooch. Nothing ever comes good out of secondhand
cooch. I totally agree with that.
You know?
I personally know someone in my personal family that messed with secondhand cooch and it ain't going good right now.
What's happening with him?
So basically, he found out that she, he known her because of, like, she cheated on her dude with him.
Yeah.
And then he ended up wanting to buy a house and got her pregnant, had a baby, and, you know, they living as a family.
Yeah.
Kind of found out she been cheating on him.
Damn.
And now they going through this whole custody thing, and she calling the police on him, and just the whole mess. And my, me and my mom, like, why you even get a girl that was cheating on her dude with you?
Exactly.
How you wipe that up?
And that's what happens with secondhand cooch, dude.
How you wipe that up?
With secondhand cooch, it's not just going to be secondhand to you. It's going to be secondhand to everybody, dude.
Yeah.
Because if you try to make it firsthand coochie, she's going to be secondhanding that coochie to some other dude. That's in their nature to do that. And guys got to understand the kind of females you're dealing with. Now, we'll do a show on some secondhand dingling later on down the line, ladies. But we're talking about the secondhand
coochie. That never
cooch.
Happens with us females.
It never happens?
No.
How so?
We don't have secondhand dingling.
Your shit.
No,
the hell it. Y'all don't. Some of y'all fucking with third hand dick now.
Nah.
Nigga,
that is
you
not the, true.
You the third chick you done fucked this week. You gotta know what kind of niggas are out here.
See, what happened to girls just being traditional? What's all with all these damn terms?
Please. So y'all want tradition when it benefits you.
No, I really don't agree with that, because when I look at my own personal life, I don't be doing none of this crazy ass shit.
Y'all be on that tradition shit when it benefits you, because when we want to be traditional, when we say, hey, come over here and cook a meal, you're like, oh, hell no.
Yo,
hell no.
See, that's the difference. See, that's the thing. I think girls now aren't raised with anything. I was actually raised with a mother who showed me how you treat your man.
Mm-hmm.
My mom cooked every single night.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to handle a man. So
what?
I have
I don't
no
know.
Problem cooking for my man.
I didn't grow up like
man.
That at all. Like, my parents always cook for me. They baby me. I'm so spoiled. Mm-hmm. I don't do anything.
I mean, I'm talking about how to treat a man. Like, yeah. I will cook for my man. I won't complain about that shit.
Mm.
Why doesn't he cook for you?
But, oh, Lord.
Both.
Please.
Girl.
I always
right. Right.
Please. I'm a princess.
You're so feminist. You're a feminist, ain't you?
I'm getting spoiled.
Man, I know. Ain't nothing wrong with cooking. For real. It's really nothing. I feel like it goes hand in hand. Why can't it be hand in hand?
Yeah,
like,
it can
yeah,
be
why
balance.
Can't it be teamwork here? Why is it
so,
always got to be
so
some
Chris,
bullshit?
You ain't cooking for no dude. You ain't cooking for one of those nice white gentlemen
no,
that you do.
She ain't
gonna
make
not
no,
my thing.
She ain't going to make no raisin bran pie.
Because what I like, too, is like vegan. So it's like not even really cooking. I'm just making some rice. Like, you
so
know.
They make it, I made you some tofu.
Now, see, if I was vegan and my man
some
wasn't.
Quinoa.
See, you just make him a non-vegan meal.
No, I'm not cooking animals. No.
Chris, I made you
way.
A delicious
you
fucking
was.
Turkey. I made
well,
you some
was,
turkey burgers.
You was, but now you changed.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not doing that.
I got quiche, kale, vanilla, pumpkin, squash, greens, you name it.
No.
Vanilla wafers.
Man.
Oh,
anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here, y'all. I got to go kick it at the crib. It's been real. Glad to have everybody back, y'all. This has been today's episode of
Yay.
Ism Radio. What you got to say, Sarah? What the hell do you got to
right?
say?
Right? What's going on?
I was going to say something about Morris.
Okay, what about? What's going on with Morris? Shout out. Everybody should have their Morris page, and we're getting the Android version together.
Right,
so.
That's what I wanted to know.
Oh, yeah, that's coming.
See, I'm over here trying to help you.
Yeah, the Android is coming. People already hounding me about the Android version, but it's coming.
I'm hounding you, too, because my mother and brother got Android, and they like, when the hell we going to get
Oh,
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to everybody that's following me. I got about, 4,000 followers on there? So, yeah, everybody need to be on the More Us page if you're not on it. What you guys got going on this weekend? What y'all doing? What you doing, Chris?
Oh, man. We're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Whoa, where y'all going?
Oh, Lord. So, we're going to a holiday party on Saturday.
Oh, where? Is one of Chris's hookups?
Mine.
One of yours. Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, shit.
You know it's going to be a lot of black people
yes.
there.
Uh-oh.
I'm not
Chris.
Excited.
Chris.
I tried to hook her up with my guy friend.
Oh, yeah. See, you
what
wanna,
the fuck was
now
y'all?
Now you want to end the show early. Damn.
Why
okay.
y'all not giving up
we
the
forgot.
Goods?
We forgot. This was weeks ago.
Oh, whack ass.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we got to squeeze that in, please.
Okay, real quick. Let's get that in. Now,
we got to squeeze that in.
Yeah, we got to squeeze that in. Hold on.
It was the same strip club. It was the same.
Chris
was
tried
there.
To hook me up. And oh, yes. Let me tell you this. She tried to hook me up with her friend, right?
Yeah.
He had on these, like, leather shoes where you can see his toe print in him, like the Toms. He had the Toms on, right? gray and he had like a little fro. I mean, he wasn't ugly.
Is
but
a brother? Was it a brother?
Yeah, he was black.
Where the hell do you meet a black person?
Oh, no. I have black friends, Tyreek.
No, look. So we go out and we went to the little strip club. Okay.
So he went with y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had another friend of mine that I brought along. So we went to the strip club and we ended up getting a table in the front. And we were like, I was trying to tell him to come sit with me. He was really scared.
Oh, yes. Damn.
He was really afraid.
And to them.
Then she wanted to go home. And so we were like, nah, we still want to kind of go out and get something to eat. We were like, you want to go with us to get some late night dinner? He was like, nah, I'm rolling with Chris.
Oh, damn.
Right? So damn. I was like, okay. So then when I got in the car with my friend, I said, girl, did you know that Chris was trying to hook me up with that dude that was with us? She was like, really? I thought they were together. He was more up in Chris' face than mine.
Oh, damn.
I'm like, what? I guess he was just scared of talking to different people. But he knows that I have a boyfriend and I was trying to
hook
him
up. That don't mean
shit. Yeah, Chris tried to pawn off
one of her
stragglers.
Right.
You know the dude's trying to hit.
No, he was not my type.
No, it's not like that at all, though.
It is that dude. You saying that dude ain't trying to smash you, Chris?
He was all up in her face. My friend even was like, I would have never thought she was trying to hook y'all. I thought they were a couple. My friend didn't even know her in the guy.
Chris up here teasing this nigga.
That's true.
I don't know that. Like, I'm oblivious.
Oh, Chris always acting that.
Chris, this is the second time, Tariq.
Chris act like she don't be knowing.
The second time.
You know, Chris, you know that dude want to smash. You know that.
Yo, we said, hey, do you want to come get some food with us? Since Chris wants to go home, us three can hang out since you are trying to hook us up. He said, no, I'm good. I'm going to ride with Chris and go home.
Hilarious.
We were like, all right. I thought he wanted to holler at me. She was all like, he thought you were so beautiful. He wants to holler at you. Then when I saw him, I was like, this dude is not my type. He got on some Toms with the toe print.
I'm like, nah.
Hilarious.
I'm done anyway.
Now, where did you know this guy from, Chris?
We went to college together. Well, I used to go to college, and I would go over to the neighboring college.
Is he like one of these? Was he biracial, too?
No, he was fully, black.
But was he like one of these Lenny Kravitz niggas?
No.
He was
a thorough black dude.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
He was a regular black dude.
Okay, okay.
He wasn't off no skinny jeans or nothing, but he did have those weird looking shoes.
Hilarious.
I couldn't get over the shoes. I was like, and he was ungroomed too. I just couldn't.
He wasn't shaved up right?
This was like, and the hair was everywhere. And I'm thinking, what kind of dudes do you really think I like? I like dudes that look like they take care of themselves.
I thought he did. I haven't seen him in a while. That's why I was trying to invite him out, because he just moved here.
You should have been like, wait till you get your shit together, because Sarah always on point, and she's not going to like you because you ain't got your shit together.
Hilarious.
That's how friendships are. No. Friends do not hook friends up with their little side pieces.
It's not a side piece. I've never even like hung out with him other than that night.
But
it sounds like Tariq.
Chris, you know that dude wants to holler at you, and you tried to play him on the left, because you know dude's trying to get at you.
I was trying give her the side, like, girl.
Yeah. Oh, he's just my friend. Go talk to my friend.
Right, girl, bye.
Chris was being slick.
Yo, he was like, I'm going home with Chris.
No.
That's what he wanted.
I'm dying. Never mind.
Because as a grown man, he could find his way back home, so if he went out with us, it was no big deal, because he did ride with her.
Oh, okay. That nigga wanted some vegan cooch. That's what he wanted.
That yoga.
He wanted some granola graham cracker cooch. He didn't want no collard greens and hot water cornbread. That's what
right,
he wanted.
Hello. But it's all right, because I knew, because when we were at the club and I told him, I said, come sit with us so we can talk. Like,
I mean, it was like
he was like, nah, he was sitting on the other side with Chris talking to her.
But I was ignoring him. Not even paying attention.
The details don't matter. The fact is, he was over there up in your face, and he's supposed to be in mine.
And women kill me when they say, well, no, I would never have sex with him. No, that don't mean shit.
Right.
He would have sex with your ass. You dig?
That's so true.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. We left. It was so many weeks. That's why they went by.
That dude was secondhand dick.
You know
that secondhand dick.
For Chris.
That's what I'm saying. Chris is throwing her secondhand dick at all the other people. Chris is throwing her secondhand dick on Sarah.
I'm too damn friendly. I'm too nice.
Women, stop pawning your secondhand dick off.
I'm just too naive.
No, she really is naive. I ain't gonna lie.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm really not.
No, okay. She ain't. I'm gonna let her. Chris is crispy bullshit.
No,
y'all.
Sometimes.
Thank you.
sometimes
crispy
she be
bullshit. Anyway, let me get up out of here, y'all. Anyway,
bye,
so
y'all.
This holiday party, y'all gotta let me know how it goes
yes,
next week.
We will.
I want all the details, all the dudes okay. y'all
it's
met.
It's at the boxing gym I go to.
Oh, it's at the gym?
Yeah, they having a holiday party.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah, so we don't know who's gonna be there because, you know, he trains many celebrities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
so
yeah.
I'm not sure he's gonna be there. Oh, but they yeah. invited me. They're like, come, girl. I'm like, yeah.
It's going to be popping. Let me know if you hook up with Flavor Flav or somebody.
No. Why do I have to get the crispy bacon dude? What the hell? I got to get the guy with the toe print. Now I got to get Flavor Flav. Like, damn, for real.
I want to know the details, goddammit.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, y'all.
I'm done.
Y'all be good, man. We are out of